You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Tonight on the Cooligans, we are joined by Susanna Collins and Jillian Sackovitz of The Call Up. We not only do we discuss a whole host of subjects, it is our annual Friendsgiving that we have with them, and we're absolutely thrilled to have them back on the show.
That's right. And normally we'd be drinking, but this year we find a different way to get wild. We do a little bit of a guessing game to see who can guess the most all-star or most sold jerseys for MLS. And I'm not going to say who wins, but let's just say it's a fun time. That and more today on the Cooligans!
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris.
And Allie Krieger. And you are listening to our best friends and favorite comedians,
the Cooligans, bitch.
Yeah, baby!
Look at this. How excited. Well, I'm excited about today's show more than usual.
As you should be.
We have friends coming through this time.
And by coming through, we mean logging in. We are social distancing. This is as close as it gets to a Cooligans tradition at this point, no?
I know. Look, we have to adapt with the times, but it is what it is. So we're excited about today's show. Thank everyone. Hello. Welcome to the Cooligans. Mm-hmm. My name is Christian Polanco.
Yep, and I'm Alexis Guerreros.
All right. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show there is on television.
Yep. Facts. I mean, you know, we asked 1,000 people, and they all said, please stop talking to me. So we just take it as we're the funny. You know what I mean?
Like, obviously, look.
They didn't say we weren't the funny.
Look, you need surveys done, hire us. Okay,
we're better than the polls, baby, and we're also the gulliest.
And today we're excited. We obviously have our friends coming through. Not only are they our friends, but we have like what's become an annual tradition to do a. We usually do brunch. That was how it started, and now because of brunch is a little difficult now. Sometimes you walk by certain spots in Brooklyn and you see a packed place, you're like, okay, wait, I don't need brunch that bad, okay?
You're also like, am I the only one worried? Is everyone else? Are the waiters making out with the clientele? What is happening in Brooklyn?
So, look, obviously, this is the socially distanced version of our Friendsgiving. I know Thanksgiving is coming up, which you shouldn't be with your family.
That's
I know
right.
It's difficult.
Unless you live there already.
You know, even if you live there, go in another room and eat your turkey.
Also, if you're the waiter making out with all the people in Brooklyn, don't go home for Thanksgiving. You're
going
to kill Nana. You know?
But we're excited about our guest today. Alexis, please introduce our guest.
I mean,
today.
Do we even have to introduce him at this point? They're our brunch pals, you know? They're our girls, you know what I mean? Right? When I'm like, girl, we need to spill tea, these are the ladies we bring in, right? They're absolutely amazing. You know them from the sidelines of MLS matches. You know them from calling MLS matches. You know them from MLS amazing content. And you also know them as the hosts of The Call Up. Ladies and gentlemen, unless you're driving, and if you are, I hope it's not home for Thanksgiving. So pull over and put your hands together for the two, the only, Jillian Sackovitz and Susanna Collins, everybody.
Woo! What's up, guys?
Hey!
We are back together again. We did it. Cheers.
Thank you for hosting. I think we hosted last year around Thanksgiving, hence Friendsgiving. Yeah. You guys hosted the year and 2 years, I think, before that. So, you know, this is an easy way to host, though, I got to say, guys. You don't have no smorgasbord, no wine. So I think you got to host again next year. Because
we should have just sent you a charcuterie board in the mail.
Wait, hold on. Let's just make sure Alexis is saying this correctly, because you just said did you say charcuterie?
Charcuterie. Trudery.
I feel like it's wrong still.
I feel like you can Google it. Also,
charcuterie.
Charcuterie. That's how I say it.
I waitress brunch
saying it wrong.
For a really long time, and I don't know how to say it.
Say it
and
again.
We have some.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie?
Yes.
I think
okay, who are you going to trust, the skinny one or the fat guy? We're talking about cured meats here, Christian. I feel like if anything, you should take my blood pressure and just immediately take my word for it. Okay?
I have cured meats in my fridge too. I'm kind of like opportunity lost.
Yeah. Okay, so
that's
look,
what I took away from watching Sopranos. Whenever he opened the door, he had gabagool, and I'm like, I want to live in this house.
Yes, and espresso.
Yes.
Okay. Let's begin with at least talking. Let's catch up since the last time we were together on your show on the Call Up. What has and it's pretty much been a year because we were on I think around some either Thanksgiving or Christmas or just was, around this time. Thanks, Amy. So how has this year been? Obviously, after that moment, I think that was just after MLS Cup, roughly. And what has this year been like for the Call Up? And obviously, we've worked together on different Zoom calls and different things like that. But just the day-to-day of, you know, covering soccer in America, what has this year been like for you?
Bizarre, weird. It feels like Jill and I have talked so much about like the different ideations of the season within a season this year. It feels like we've had like five different MLS seasons in one. And we have constantly had to pivot and adapt and get used to it. So I think we have learned lessons in flexibility and adaptability. I realized so much. I always thought I was like such a homebody and kind of, but now it's like now that I've been forced to be home, I'm like, oh man, I'm kind of miss
more of
humans.
An outside body,
I miss going to games, but I think like for Jill and I, for the podcast, especially, we kind of saw it as an opportunity to really, get to know players, because that's the whole point of our shtick and our podcast, right? Is to like, we want to get to know players and coaches as human beings rather than athletes. And like, what is a more humanizing experience than going through a global pandemic? And so it has kind of allowed us all to even the playing field. And I feel like for us, like, not that it was like, I would never choose this for things to be this way, but in some ways it's allowed us to really kind of like dig deep into our identity as a podcast and get to know guys. I think we've had some really, really good episodes. So it's been sort of a silver lining in the fact that like we've been able to get a lot out of guys and really kind of get a sense of who they are as human beings. I don't know, Jill.
Well, for the first time ever, especially in Sue's March, April, May, June, we as humans were in the exact same position as the players.
Yep.
They were in their pajamas. We were in our pajamas. Sometimes all of us were drinking, which you don't always get during, but MLS was, you know, in its pause. So we were all in the same position, you know, and they also are trying to move from room to room to not bug their spouse or their kids or their partner, whoever it is. So that part was really riveting. And then I think on some levels, like, gratitude, because I know as a sideline reporter and host that like I could have to do jack this year. And like somehow the podcast has stayed alive. Somehow I'm still on TV for Atlanta United. And I feel gratitude because March, when the league got shut down and I got COVID like a week later, I was like, oh, you're out of work. You're not doing anything for about a year. So I feel lucky. And then lastly, so weird because you're not doing anything, but everything you try to do is like moving through molasses. Like,
yeah,
I'm going on the Cooligan. So I need this wire and I need this selfie light and it's falling. And oh my God, where's my charger? And like, you're always moving through molasses. So on some level, you're not doing anything, but you're tired from it.
Yeah, somehow I've been busier during this. Everyone else is like, I'm doing nothing at home. And I'm like, I'm so jealous.
I hate it.
To some degree, you guys now have another term for the call up because now people literally have to call up on Zoom and stuff to do
it. It is. We, I listen.
You guys saw this. Obviously,
we had
your fault.
Major foresight here.
Maybe it's your fault, guys. Maybe you're the reason.
COVID's on us.
One of the things that I absolutely love about your show is one of the things I hate is that you guys get all the guests we want. I mean, let's get that out of the way.
Who?
Everyone. Every time there's somebody on your show, I'm like, one.
Can we?
You know, Lucci ain't returning our calls.
Can I just tell you, the hardest thing, and I know you guys will attest to this because you guys have been doing this for a while. Jill and I, the hardest part about doing a podcast is securing your darn guests. Yep. And especially when you are dealing with professional athletes, because let's just say
the world revolves around them.
Exactly. And pinning them down, getting them to be on time, getting them to return an email, even getting some of the like comms staff to return email can be a challenge. And that has been Jill, like putting the podcast together, like the actual rundown of the show is a breeze. We are just literally sometimes like hours away from recording.
Really,
and we're like, so are we getting Lucci? Are we who's coming on? What are we talking about?
I love that.
Our producers and bookers are going ballistic in the background because bookers? They're like, thank you.
You got bookers in here?
How do these guys make it on time to a game?
Yeah, you're looking at the bookers. And what bugs me is the, can we let you know, like, the day before?
No! Yeah. No, you can't!
And
it's
I'm like,
do you know how this works?
I have a life, too!
They treat all like it's Seinfeld's apartment. Just buzz up whenever you show up, and we'll let you in. That's not how this works.
Oh, yeah, I got nothing else to do. Yeah.
I love that this is, that MLS, teams disrespect their own employees as much as they disrespect us. So you love to see it.
Yeah.
You know, at least they're consistent.
Right. That's we have no pull.
None. Yeah.
Like there is nothing special.
Like, you know
us.
What I've loved when we've seen you guys out on the road, whether it's MLS All-Star, the party we run into and you're like, Joe, they're not giving us tickets to this party. And I'm like, what party?
We didn't get tickets.
I'll never forget. Huh? I said something to you. I was like, do you have any idea how hard it was for us to get like secured an invitation to this? And both of you were like, we had to promise to do this extra work. And we had to ask from Adidas. And I'm like, what?
I have such a – so this was All-Star. It was when it was in Atlanta. Uh-huh. And we were at the party, like the night before party. It was in Pont City Market. Like really, really cool. Yeah. Somehow we had secured a ticket. But I had literally, Chris Wingert and Jason Kreis. Chris Wingert, a former MLSer. Mm-hmm. Jason Kreis, like,
won an MLS Cup.
MLS legend.
Yeah.
Coach. Chris Wingert texting me, hey, do you think you can get Jason Kreis and I on
into
the
party?
Into the party. And I'm like, what world am I living in? That, like, I am your hope for this.
Meanwhile.
This is bizarre.
You're looking around and you're like, who are you?
Yeah. It's like
I don't know anyone.
They're gonna be like, look, I have this guy here. His name is Maradona. He really wants to get in. Yeah. I don't know. Do you know somebody that can like?
They won't let my friend in because he doesn't have a last name, but his first name is Pelé. So I feel like,
look, it's not on his ID. I don't know. He says he is who he is. I don't know.
You know who did get in though to one of the parties we went to in Atlanta without an issue, Suze, and our claim to fame and still my favorite picture ever is we were so hot in this steamy bar and we ran into Waka Flocka, who was wearing a red puffer jacket
in the middle of summer,
85 degrees in this bar. Mm-hmm. And he says, what are you all drinking? And I was like, froze. And he's like, word? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, where? What is it? And I was like, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you have to try it. So then he leans over the bar that's like packed. He's like, three froses. And like me, Susanna Hinn, like cheer frose and like had like a bestie frose moment. And then he went off, but he liked it. He liked it.
He loved
lot.
Frose. Jill and I introduced Waka Flocka to frose. And that's one of like, you can put that on my gravestone.
I'd like to say he still asked for it.
He texts Rick Ross after that. He's like, new nickname, Ricky Froze. I'm telling you, the streets.
I met these two women at this bar. I'm telling
the
you.
The picture
I think
is fantastic.
It is. It's framer. I'll send it.
I'll tell you my Waka Flocka story.
Yes, please.
Because we did meet Waka Flocka at the MLS HQ in Atlanta. Yeah. He stopped by. He took a photo with us. And for some reason, he is giving the middle finger in the photo as like a joke. And it just really, it changes the tone of the photo. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
My favorite part of that photo is Christian and I are in VIP and he's on the other side of the velvet rope.
Stop!
So it looks like Waka Flocka came to meet us and it took so long in line that he was mad at us by the time he did because he's giving us the finger. That's the perfect photo.
It's so good.
But I worked with Waka Flocka years ago on a like bit that was this old like MTV2 show called the Middle of the Night Show, and they used to Jimmy Kimmel sort of does it now where he would wake people up in the middle of the night go out and do something. So it was a show that was the entire concept of the show, and Waka Flocka was one of the guests, and we played basketball at 1 a.m. In Midtown Manhattan on basically the West Side, like near Times Square. But it was like a game where it was basketballs, but with those air dodgeball type balls. So he had to shoot. It was like a 3-point shooting contest, but with these dodgeballs that bounce around. They're almost impossible to make it. And I was the one passing him the ball.
So did he remember you? That's my question.
He did not remember me. He remembered the show vaguely.
It's not like he was there or anything.
No.
Yeah, yeah. He was probably too, hopped up on Froze to remember. But then he remembered the show, but he didn't remember me. But
that's amazing.
It's amazing that we bonded again over soccer. So
yeah. Seems like everyone gets to meet him at an MLS event in Atlanta.
Oh wait, I have to tell you one more funny thing. And then it comes out that that year Atlanta United, team I work for, wins MLS Cup. And as broadcasters, we were promised rings. And it took a while for our rings to come because all good things are worth waiting for. But Waka Flocka seemed to get one within like a week. Like when Joseph Martinez got it and then he lost his ring and he tweeted it out like, yo, if anyone finds an Atlanta United MLS Cup ring, it's mine. So then the long running joke was like us broadcasters, like our rings were just going to Waka Flocka to keep him.
They actually keep his found supply. The one he lost, and that's the one you got. That's
well,
why it fits as a bracelet.
Look for Sack that's on
Jill.
There.
Can I tell the punchline, the even better punchline of this story?
Yeah, you can.
Go for it.
Jill eventually gets her ring, finally, after months and months of waiting. They spelled her name wrong.
You love it.
They spelled Sackovitz wrong.
Growing up
with a Z? Wait,
with a Z.
How'd they spell it?
With a Z.
Oh, with a Z.
So growing up as a kid, it's not hanging up now, but I have like my little kid jerseys where like no one cares what your name is. And it's always with a Z, even though these people knew who I It's not how you spell it. So it's just, it doesn't matter. It just lasts. And you know what?
Did they ever fix it or no?
Of course. Yes, they did.
Okay.
They did. Because they're the best.
Put a piece of tape over it.
I was totally willing to keep it.
Jill called me when that happened. She was like hyperventilating laughing. She like was like, you're not going to believe this. Because the whole ring saga was a thing. And then she's like, they freaking spelled my name wrong. I was just like, it's too much. Yeah. It's too much. I can't.
Amazing.
Martinez, Sackovitz,
And Jillian, you had mentioned earlier that you had COVID, and it was scary, and it was like, I know plenty of people were concerned, and it was actually really cool because at the time you were, it wasn't cool that you had it. It was cool,
I know
that
you, right? You were.
It was so dope. It was so dope.
It was so
that.
Like radical.
Christian,
cool.
I know
like,
exactly.
I love
where you're
COVID.
Going.
Woo!
How extreme is she?
Yeah. Dude, she's so cool. She doesn't give a fuck. You know?
Yeah, you know me.
No, but you, it was early on. It must have been, I think, in March or April. And you were, detailing your experience and documenting it and talking about getting tested and figuring all that out. And it was, even for me, I was like, I didn't really know anyone kind of going through it. And then also really talking about what the details were about the antibody test and all these other things. What was that like for you in not only obviously just dealing with it, but then also I'm sure people reached out to you and asked you questions about it. And so how did you kind of manage to navigate through that?
So for me, it was never a question to just be out there and let people know. But as you guys know, you have these instincts like, I'm going to do this. And then in the back of your head, you're like, wait a minute. Because nobody knew who did you give it to? Who did you spread it to? Where did you get it? What are the long-term effects? Like, we don't know, and all those things. So then you think, is this going to come back to bite me in some strange way? But the fact that, you know, this situation has been so mishandled, and we have over 200,000 people in the United States alone dead, and millions of people who have contracted it, I got off easy, and I'm so grateful for that. Did I get it from someone in my own family? Maybe, but the good news was at the time, and still, that I didn't spread it to anyone that I love and that I had seen. That was like the ultimate fear, because here's the reality of it. I called the New York State hotline, and they're like, okay, yes, you qualify. We're going to call you back. They called me back like 6 weeks later, like, we have your appointment time. And I'm like,
what?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm like, this is over.
Yeah, you're like, I'm upstate on vacation.
Old news. So by the time it was confirmed that I had it, and I found all of that out, I ended up just driving to a testing site, and they took me. It was as simple as that. You know, if I had kind of gone through the procedural things, I would have never found out, just like many of us probably had it, have it, whatever, and we just didn't know. I found out that I had it, and it was because I live in close proximity to someone who's high risk. So I was super nervous that I had passed it on. And then towards the end of it, I had a little bit of like the tightness in my chest just sitting on the couch, and that's scary. And you're like, well, is it COVID or is it something else? Like, do I need to go to the hospital? I'm trying to avoid that place right now. So I'm happy I got tested. I'm happy I found out. But not everyone had that ability. And I'm thankful for that. And then the amount of people that sent me messages on Instagram, one just saying nice things, was insanity. And it was just so moving, but more so people that felt a certain way and they were nervous. So just being able to be like, here's what I felt, and someone else feels something totally different. You know, a friend of mine who had it was down for the count, basically had the flu for 2 weeks. Whereas me, it was just crazy, crazy aches in my kind of low body. And I'm like, I didn't work out. Why do I feel like this?
Did I play 90 minutes against the Atlanta United second team?
Yeah. So I think letting people know, like, here's my list of symptoms, and you know, you're hearing fever and flu, and I never had much of a fever, or did I feel like I had the flu? I just couldn't stop sleeping.
Right. So I would have never known if I had it, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Business as usual.
Yeah. Tightness in my chest. Yeah, since I was a child, baby.
Like, what?
What do you think? What do you think this many packs of Doritos does to you?
Right.
That is, you did have it at a time where for so many people it was scary. So shouts to you for being very public with it, because we had friends that are comedians who were, you know, like stupid, and they're like on Instagram story, like, oh, I can't taste this Snapple, you know? I think there might be something wrong with me, you know? And you were like, it was kind of comforting at that moment to see you be so public with it, because you have a different take with it, and you sort of gave people a little bit of hope that it wasn't this like glaring thing that, you know, everyone was just gonna like, you know, suffer from. It felt like, you know, the worst could possibly happen for everyone. You gave us a little bit of hope that, hey, all right, maybe this is something we can handle. God forbid it happens.
And
to
that's
us
kind of what I wanted to do was, you know, I'll never say who, but I had someone in the world kind of say to me, well, you don't want to be the person to inflict chaos or scare people. And I was literally, didn't say it, but I was like, give me a break. There is a global freaking pandemic right now, and hiding things and not being transparent is, I think we've learned, not the way to handle it. So if I can just be open and be like, listen, I couldn't get out of bed for 2 or 3 weeks. And then I probably had like a 6 week run of not feeling good. Had a couple bouts of tightness in my chest, but never had a crazy cough. Just felt really crummy and was like, what's wrong with me? I knew something was wrong with me, but I couldn't really pin it down. So I think you have to be, if you're comfortable with it, I think you have to be like that. So I'm happy it brought some solace, because for me, I had no idea what was going on.
it's so crazy. And I can imagine for people who did have COVID and did go through some rough symptoms, or maybe were even hospitalized and made it through, or lost someone that they
right,
cared about. And then
it's really sad for. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, but then you see people being like, it's not real, or, you know, how dare you take away my freedom?
Well, this is why I told you to stop following Jeff Cameron on Twitter.
Hey, he puts it out into the world. I don't understand why.
I will give it to Jeff Cameron. He really gives zero F's about
just human
putting
life.
Putting it out there. We know exactly who Jeff Cameron is.
Yes, we do.
That's a little bit refreshing of like, oh, we know he's awful and he keeps saying it and he stays consistent and he's on message. So at least we know what
I can think of some other people that are very staying on brand right now. Yeah. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
When you look at sort of what is happening now, are you a bit more comfortable with a potential second lockdown? Are you, because you're like, you know what, this is good. I'm not on an airplane.
So
Jillian doesn't have to do this shit again.
I saw a meme that said something like, if you are freaking out about a second lockdown, you are the reason we are getting a second lockdown. And isn't that the truth? Like, yes, have I gone outside and like gotten a bunch of food and sat outside with Susanna Collins and hung out? Yes, but do we keep our distance and keep our masks on? Like, you look at a country like Taiwan that's had like 7 deaths and all they're doing is wearing masks and some
they
social distancing.
They are having an ultra music festival right now in Taiwan. So like, literally like a music festival.
It's not that hard.
Tens of thousands of people.
I'm afraid to get within 6 feet of a speaker. You know, God forbid what's coming out of the thing, you know?
So
it's just... It's a perspective thing. It's a perspective thing. And I get like, we have been doing this for 8 months, you know,
moderation,
and we haven't made headway. And I wonder why that is. It's because we didn't get it right the first time. This hasn't been handled correctly. And so no, like going into a second lockdown again, doesn't freak me out. Like I know what to expect. I can wrap my head around that.
Since March.
Yeah. It is literally up to those people, to Jill's point, that are freaking out about it to actually say, you know what, maybe we should do it right this time. Maybe we shouldn't be going out. Maybe we should like abide by these rules and put a mask on and all of that. And guess what? Then we can come out on the other side of this, like other countries have done and successfully gotten through it. And so I think you should be on the
task force, Sus.
Yeah.
Already
more qualified than the current task force. You ladies have usually a pretty packed schedule when it comes to the playoffs. What's happening now?
You know? Well,
good question.
It's a really good question, Alexis. It's so strange. I don't know about you guys, but like it doesn't feel like the playoffs, you know? Like it's this strange feeling. Even on decision day, I was hosting the pregame and the postgame show. And it's always, you know, there's so many games happening at once and it feels so muted this year. So it's just strange. Typically I'm in this like go mode at this point. And I'm, you know, just trying to get myself pumped up for these playoffs because they're still happening. But in terms of our content plan, I mean, we're here, you know, we are going to be staying remote. I'm going to be hosting pre and post game shows starting on Friday when the playoffs kick off and the play-in rounds. And it's a bummer because MLS Cup is always something that you kind of circle on your calendar. You look forward to it that whole week leading up to it and being in market and getting to hang out with you guys and seeing, you know, all your sort of media buds and all of that. It's a bummer this year that we can't, you know, be together for this. But at the same time, I want to give MLS a lot of credit for getting to this point in the season, because at certain points, I mean, even before the MLS's back tournament, we didn't know if there was even going to be a season. No. And the fact that we are at this point where the playoffs are actually starting, we will crown an MLS Cup champion on December 12th, I think is a pretty remarkable situation considering the circumstances that we're under. So I wish that we were all together. I wish that we were getting that same sort of buzz that you get from being live and in person, because typically Jill and I would be on the road. We would be flying between cities and it's just not the case this year. So
and I just want to say, like, we will crown a champion this year, but both of you do not believe that NYCFC will be that champion, because you think
is that where we're going with this?
Nope. Your prediction was that they will lose. Both of you said that they will lose to Orlando City in that
first round. Wow, you watch those, Christian? Yeah. You watched our bracket prediction.
So I have to say something about my bracket. Number one, never ever, in since I've been working at MLS since like 2016, my playoff bracket has always been garbage. I mean, like literally like round one. Like, I mean, I typically when it comes to MLS playoffs, I know nothing. And so especially in 2020, I know nothing. So I went rogue this year. I decided I was going to go really weird. I picked a lot of upsets. And like every single one of my colleagues was like, Philadelphia Union's going to win. And I was like, no. That's not happening.
That's not how it works.
Like, this is 2020.
It's Seattle or Toronto. Weird, do not change
weird shit's going to happen. Yeah. Weird shit's going to happen. So I think it was me and Doyle were the only ones that didn't pick Philadelphia. I think Doyle picked Toronto. I picked Orlando.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I am either the smartest person in the world, according to social media, or the dumbest bee that has ever, I mean, like you, my mentions this week when MLS posted this were ridiculous. Like I was like, wow, this is so polarizing. But my point was that we don't know anything. This has been such a weird year. And I think that especially now more than ever, the playing field and it's so even. Like teams have gone through so much right now. And like the fact that that Orlando could win or any other team could win this tournament, like anything's on the table. And I think we need to celebrate that this year because frankly, Seattle, Toronto, like we've been there, we've done that. Let's get weird in 2020. It's already weird. Let's go.
Let's get weird in 2020 is the perfect statement. When you look at potentially watching the playoffs and being able to dissect it, it makes it a little easier not having to travel. Now I feel like you guys can focus a little more on the actual games.
But in a way, you know, I think the whole reason that the podcast, The Call Up, came to be is I was like, I am so tired of listening to a bunch of people that aren't like running into Michael Bradley in the hotel or, you know, that I'm not banging into on the sideline accidentally. Talk about these guys. And like, here I am spending, according to my Marriott app, 100 nights a year on the road, tired. I have no idea where I'm landing most of the time. Mm-hmm. And like, Susanna and I would get together in the hotel bar, wherever it be, and talk about what the heck was going on. And we'd be like, people would kind of like to hear half of these stories. Yeah. So I think in a way it's going to be like everything else. It's going to be new, but I miss the grind and the craziness of being on the road. I
agree.
Do.
Yeah.
I could watch the game, but then I miss all the crazy stuff that goes on.
Yeah. There's so much.
As I'm trying to get my Uber.
Yeah. There's so much to, you know, I think when we went to our first MLS Cup and, you know, we met you guys, we met, you know, Alexi Lalas, Rob Stone, Stu Holden, all these people. We're like, there's so much personality and like, you know, when we bumped into Juan Agudelo, and he's like, and Juan Agudelo was like, yeah, I heard you guys.
He's crazy.
Like,
wow, I remember you guys did an interview with him. We were sitting in a conference room
Toronto.
In a hotel and you guys were like, can
Toronto?
We get this room? We're going to do something with Juan Agudelo. We're like, okay, we'll get out of here.
but the fact that those like weird, there's so much quirky personality to MLS that people miss out on it because we're listening to Doyle and Wiebe all day. Those little intricacies.
Who do an amazing job.
Who do an amazing, yes.
Yeah, no, it's
gladly
fun.
Listen to them. But, you know, their focus is clearly, it's more on XG rather than, bumping into someone in a hotel bar and things like that.
Yeah, they're more XG, well, we're more spilled tea. You know what I mean?
I think there's something to be said for the proximity that Jill and I were able to get to the teams during these runs. Like typically during the playoffs, like last year I was on the Western Conference. So I was kind of like handling that side of things.
She got the sunny states. That was
no,
upsetting.
Not mad at it. But you get a sense, like I could tell, I could have told you after the first round when Seattle beat Dallas in that round one game, that was just
that game was
crazy
nuts,
back and forth. Yeah. I turned around and I said to my producer, I was like, Seattle's going to win this whole thing. Because you can get a sense of that, the sort of team swagger, the team mentality, the mission they're on.
when you're that close to them and when you're covering them. Like, I just kind of had a feeling that that was how it was going to go. Even when I was in LA and people were like, LAFC is going to win this, I was like, I just have a sneaking suspicion. But that is the kind, those are the kind of things you miss.
Yeah. That gives you an insight as to the differences in our shows. The first time Christian and I were near players at the end of a match and they walked past us and I got a sense for their swagger, I looked at Christian. I was like, yo, these dudes smell like dog shit. And that's
they really been through.
Here's a pro tip, guys. The nastier they smell, the higher the swagger. Like that's kind of like the litmus thing.
Is that like a Tinder tip? That sounds awful. No,
did you just get a job with like an acne?
Because they don't care. They're like, yeah, I stink. What's up? Like they, right. You know.
We got more tips from Susanna coming up after this.
Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We want to bring in the word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right. You being Gully Squad. Thank you.
You right now listening.
you've contributed to this marketing campaign.
That's right. Thank you so much. And if you're listening and you're not in Gully Squad, I'm not going to say it's not thanks to you. I think you already know that. But you can. This can be thanks to you. All you got to do is join Gully Squad. It's mad simple. You know what I mean? Because what happens is you join Gully Squad and guess what happens? We show up at your house. We say, we don't care about the quarantine, you know what I mean? We show up at your house and we say, yo, thank you, and then that's it. We leave. It's very odd.
we break lockdown rules. That's how committed to you we are.
Right? where you live in Europe? Be there in a few hours, my guy.
Okay. Yo, Boris, open up the borders.
Yo, Latvia? All right. I might have to use points, but we're gonna get there.
Okay, we're un-Brexiting right now.
We've decided. We're here. What's good? Is this Europe or not? Yeah.
So, yes, join Gully Squad. Obviously, there's a lot of awesome perks and privileges. Obviously, we have
I like the hesitation you put on perks, man. Even I was like, ooh, what do we got?
You can obviously the our Slack channel, our birthday parties, dope Zoom hangouts. It has it all. So
yeah, and pins and pop sockets and cool stuff. It's just one of those things. Like, yo, you're supporting us. It doesn't matter the level. You're gonna get some dope perks. You're gonna get a chance at exclusive content. You're gonna get a chance to hang out, chat with us. And yo, like the Slack channel, it's almost like just a big group chat. There's like people sharing food to do on the road once we get back on the road, people sharing pictures of the food they're cooking while they're on quarantine, people sharing pictures of pizza and I'm roasting it. We do other stuff than food, don't we, Christian?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, look, there's people sharing music that they enjoy. It's its own community of soccer fans that appreciate comedy and appreciate other things in life that they can share with each other, and it's really growing into something that's organic, that is not really about Christian and Alexis, and it's beautiful to see. So
I know it's bothering me. It should constantly be about us, but also they get a chance to be a part of the show. When we have guests, we ask them, what questions should we ask? When we say those are Gully Squad questions, yo, those are questions directly from that Slack channel from Gully Squad. So if you're a member of the Gully Squad and you're not in the Slack channel, get on that. What are you doing? There's exactly. Not a lot of you. There's like a few of you that
there's
haven't.
There's a few. There's almost like, I think maybe 30 or 40 people that are not in the Slack channel.
What a handful of people. Come on, get in here.
Get in there. So yeah, again, go to soccercooligans.com, click on the Join Gully Squad button, and get on board, man, because you're missing out.
Hell yeah. Soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad. All right, baby, we're back on the Cooligans Living Room FC, and obviously we're still here with the ladies from the call-up. In fact, we're about to play a little game with the ladies from the call-up.
Yeah, right? I'm excited.
Christian is really excited about this. In fact, he wouldn't let them know what the game is during the commercial break because he doesn't want them to cheat.
Yeah, and
that's how Christian gets.
It'll make sense as soon as I explain the game. So shouts to our producer, JB, for coming up with this. And this is a fun one. Obviously, MLS just announced recently the top 25 jerseys. So we're gonna do a game. Best-selling kits of the season. So yep. What we're going to do is there's 25 of them. So we're going to each go one at a time and say who is on there, what names are on there until we get one wrong. And when you get one wrong, you are eliminated. And then the next person goes until we have the last person standing. So I know that some people may have looked at it already, but that's why I'm telling you right now, you cannot cheat. Do not touch your computers. Okay. No Googling.
I actually know some of these.
Okay. So we'll see how much we remember from this list.
Yeah. I think I looked at it like when it first came out and then I was like, okay, oh,
I'll never need to see this again or talk about this or just
You know what sucks about this is I can't jokingly say something like Landon Donovan because then I'd be eliminated, you know?
Right. Well, you could. You're out. Okay. No one's stopping you.
So, so ladies first, who wants to go first between Suzanne and Jillian?
Go, Jill.
I'll go because I think mine's going to be really short.
Okay.
I only know this because I had to pay attention to number three. It went Carlos Vela, Chicharito, wait, Joseph Martinez.
So one, just say one. Only,
whoa, just one.
You don't
Jill.
Have to say all of them.
Just one. You're ruining the game.
Shoot.
Okay, well, you said Carlos Vela first, right?
Okay.
Suze we'll knows how bad I am at games. So are we bad. Right?
Yes.
You got to pay attention to the rules.
Is that correct?
Carlos Vela.
Okay.
We are correct.
You want to alternate? Alexis, you want to go?
Yeah, well, I'll say Chicharito because that's the second one that she said. Okay. Am I right?
All right. Susanna.
I will go with Joseph Martinez.
Okay.
Correct.
I will go with Rodolfo Pizarro. All right.
Ooh.
Are Jillian? These in order?
Yeah, no. No, we don't, no, these are not in order. I don't know
not
if they're in order.
You just have to get someone on the
just
list.
On the
anybody
list,
on the
yeah.
list. So you're next.
Ezequiel Barco. Go down.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Alexis.
Wait, do I have to go? Yeah. Diego Rossi.
Okay. Yes. Susanna.
Jordan Morris.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, good one.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Blaise Matuidi.
Wow. I would have not guessed that at all.
Christian Polanco, also known as Nani.
Good one. Good one. Good one.
This is me?
Yeah.
Diego Valeri?
Ooh. What? Susanna.
Chris Wondolowski.
What? Ooh. Okay, the legend.
Ooh, I'm getting nervous.
I know.
This might be wrong. Oh, wait. I feel like
then
it's
don't
wrong.
Don't say it.
Or say it so he gets eliminated.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Raul Ruiz Diaz?
Yes.
Oh. Ooh, okay.
I'm scared. Alejandro Pozuelo.
Ooh. Toronto. No sound yet.
No. Oh, wrong there.
I'm sorry, but the people in Toronto, like, you need to buy a jersey.
He's like,
am I right?
The MVP.
Yeah.
100%.
Like, who's more important for their team? Let's be real. Nani or Pozuelo? That's all I'm going to say. Bye.
Ooh,
okay.
One of them is here, okay?
Sorry.
Oh, we were just told there's no Toronto players on the list. Look at that.
Wow.
So that'll
okay.
help you out.
Okay.
So it's Josie.
Okay. Okay.
Not on. So it's me?
Next. Yeah.
You said Jordan Morris already, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, then Nico Lodero.
Mm-hmm.
Three sounders on there? Oh, wow. Hey! Okay.
Three. We only said okay. two so far.
No, I said Rui
okay,
Diaz.
Rui Diaz.
Okay. I feel like we should go. Oh, man, this is hard. This is tough.
We should have let
y'all.
Jillian say the whole list. It would have really helped us
I know.
Out.
Dang it. Let's see. And probably nobody else on LA. LAFC.
We already said, so you already said Rossi,
I did
right?
Say Rossi. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep,
yeah,
Rossi. Yeah. Rossi was already on there. I'm trying to think if there's any. Oh man, no, probably not.
And you said Rodolfo Pizarro, right?
I said
Rodolfo, and you said Matuidi
yeah.
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
Well, we're all thinking, who are the DPs, right? That's
what we're all. And you said somebody already said Diego Valeri.
Yeah.
Okay, 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 okay. There's got to be somebody else on Portland. Let's see. Portland people love their jerseys. Let's see.
Oh, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're thinking about it from a different angle. I'm thinking about like who played well. You're like, who spends money on kits?
Okay.
Who's buying kits? Who is buying kits?
So far, Toronto. Now buying, not spending money
hopefully,
on kits.
Yeah, this is a message okay. to them. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Diego Chara.
Ooh. Fan favorite. He's on Ooh. There. Whoa. Man, I'm in a bind.
I know. Yeah. This is I'm panicking.
If we approve hints, I'm ready.
Okay.
Oh, because you pulled it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair. That's fair.
And are you texting Susanna Collins? That's the question.
I wish I could remember more of them, but I have a strong feeling that Gonzalo Higuain of Inter Miami Ooh. Is on there. I feel like he's
I
new
guess,
here,
I
but
was thinking, yep.
people are big fans of him. Yes!
Wow, good you one. Got it.
Good one. Good one. Good one.
All right. I mean, if we're going to go with people buying jerseys, I think he's the only big-name Peruvian in the league. Edinson Flores?
Whoa!
That was a great one.
Only big name Peruvian. Wow. I just mentioned Raul Ruiz Diaz.
Good point. Wow. Good point.
Wow. Wow.
I should have said the
wow.
only other.
Wow. I think I remember this being on the list. Walker Zimmerman.
Oh.
Good job, Jillian Sakovitz, texting Susanna Collins. I'm
gonna go. I don't cheat. I am not Trump.
Stop the count.
Thank you.
Oh
Thank
man,
you.
I think I'm out next. Man, I'm out of names. Why am I can't think of anyone else?
Think of some name. Think of some teams that we normally like. Is Sporting Kansas City or Philly? Philly had a great season.
Oh yeah, yeah. 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 Oh, Brendan Aaronson.
Yes. There you go.
There you go.
So wait, it goes to me now because Jillian's
yeah.
out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope they bought his jersey, Alan Pulido.
Oh yeah!
Whoa!
Oh,
yes!
Okay, this is. I'm also going SKC here. I think this could finish me. Johnny Russell.
Wow!
Damn!
Yo, SKC, Scotland Yo. Coming through.
Is he on the national team? Why?
I'm just saying.
I think he didn't get this call up, but he has been called up. Before.
Wow, this is tough.
We said all the Portland names, right?
So Portland, Seattle,
I think
like
so.
Miami,
Chicago. No, ain't nobody buying that jersey.
damn it. Damn it.
What about Orlando? Is there anyone in Orlando?
We said Nani.
We said
Is he
Nani.
The only one?
But best selling.
Anyone buying a Giazzi's artist jersey?
Is there. Oh, all right. I'm just gonna guess.
What about Wanyama? Is anyone's Montreal buying?
Vancouver. This is tough. Well, I wish I paid attention to this list more. I saw so many articles that there were like 7 or 8 Mexican players that had the highest selling jerseys. I'm like, well, I can't remember all
wow.
of them. We said Pulido. We said Chicharito, Pizarro.
Oh, I just got a good one in my head.
Oh, I think I have
oh,
one.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. I'm just going to – this is a toss-up. I just wanted to show NYCFC some love. Maxi Morales. Hail Mary.
Yeah, I know they were out.
So, Alexis,
Susanna,
you're
what you got? No, I thought it was Susanna next.
No, you're you.
Me?
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, because Jillian is gone. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You're next.
Okay.
Wait,
the name that popped in my head is Christian Pavone.
Damn it! That was mine! Damn!
Oh, I should have said that one.
Oh God, this is it. This could be the
imagine I win something that involves memory. Wow.
This could be it. Okay.
I will let
okay.
you phone a friend for a hint, but it's got to be a very broad hint.
Okay. Okay.
Like, how about this? You're allowed just to say the number of the jersey.
Well, I don't know that.
The number on the back. You're looking it up. I guarantee you know it.
No, I'm looking at the list. It doesn't have their number. Hold on a second.
Ooh, okay.
I have a better hint.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's the point. We want you to give it
I know,
hint.
But this doesn't give it away.
Okay.
Okay.
Yet another Seattle Sounders player.
Okay.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So we've said Jordan. We've said Jordan Morris. We've said Raul Ruiz Diaz. We said Nico Ladero. Another one? Christian Roldan.
Who?
Christian Roldan.
May have heard of him.
Is Christian Roldan on the list?
Stop! He is!
He's on the list.
Christian!
All right, I'll give Alexis a hint too. Or no, I guess Christian should be the one to give Alexis the hint.
Oh, I do not want to help Alexis.
You see? You see what I put up with?
That's mean.
This is amazing.
Okay.
Hold on. You said Mexicans had 8, right?
That's several. I don't know exactly how many.
Fuck.
Okay.
You said Mexicans, 10.
Well, the only reason I'm saying this is because of the name on the back, Jonah Dos Santos.
Oh, shoot.
Wow.
Great shout.
I have one more player in my brain that played in Mexico.
I'm tapped out. Like, I'm literally like, I have reached the bottom of the well. I am like.
I think we only have one name left.
No way.
Oh, no, we have two.
Yeah. Two left.
Okay. Our producers say there's two.
Wow. I can't Are there believe any... we went through all of these.
Do you want a hint, Suze?
Yeah, I do.
One of your favorite defenders.
Oh God, one of my favorite defenders. Oh my God, why am I blanking? I'm blanking.
Well,
I'm
you
blanking.
Already
I'm
said blanking. Walker Zimmerman.
I know.
Oh, you did already say that?
Yeah.
This is incredible. Okay,
hold on.
Wait, no. That was your hint. You don't
no,
get
because
hint.
It was a hint for the wrong
I want to win.
Okay.
I'll just guess. I'll just throw it out there because I'm probably going to lose anyway. I know it is this is incredibly unlikely, but he had such a good season and was like a lone bright spot on this team. So I'm going to say Robert Berich for Chicago.
No.
Damn it.
Wait, do I have to guess one in order to win or can we just call it a Cooligans win?
No, you are the last person standing. So you do win. Who are you going to say though?
Me?
Yeah.
The name I had in my head is he played for Tigres. I don't know his first name, but Zelarayan.
Lucas Zelarayan.
Lucas Zelarayan. Yeah.
Is he on there? Wow.
There you go.
Look at that. All right. Well, shouts to.
Hats off.
We should do
to
more
Alexis.
Of these games. What do I win?
Woo!
Shouts to.
Dang.
Oh, we missed Bedoya.
Oh,
I had a feeling.
Bedoya.
We missed Bedoya.
Oh, Bedoya.
But we got between
you
us.
You said Brendan Aaronson.
Between us four, we got 24 of the 25. That's pretty good.
That's all right. Wait. So Bedoya was the only one that we missed. Wow.
That's pretty good. Listen. I feel bad for Bedoya though. I hope he's not watching.
Well,
I know.
Incredible.
Sorry.
This was a very fun, a first call up. Cooligans collab trivia game. We got to do more of these. Thank you again to Jillian Sakovic and Susanna Collins of The Call Up and MLS for joining us. We had such a great time. I just wanted to read this very quick. We got a comment from one of our Gully Squad members. This is from Nick Gunlach. He said, if I'm ever feeling down, I listen to The Call Up, and the laughter and energy these ladies bring makes the world feel better. Also, Susanna, please do more impressions because they're pretty damn good. So I wanted to make sure I got that message out to you guys. Nick Gunlock. Oh,
Nick!
Gunlock.
Love you, Nick.
We love you, Nick. That was amazing.
Yes. So is there anything you want to let people know, where people can find you before we sign off?
I just want to say thank you guys for having us. This is good for the soul, good for the week. I appreciate you guys and all that you do for MLS. Like, keep not being able to get into the parties. I think it makes you guys who you are, honestly. And we're right there with you. I'll let Suze talk more about it, but you can listen to us on the call up. And I just want to say your game that you guys picked was slightly, took a little bit more of a skill set than when we had you on our show and we just asked you to put mouth guards in your mouth and repeat words.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Also funny, but yes, this one required a little bit more intelligence. But yeah, just echoing Jill, thank you so much for having us on. You know that we adore you guys, and we're so happy for all of your success, because anytime we can inject a little bit of fun into this game that we love, we are here for it. But yeah, you can listen to The Call Up on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. And during the playoffs, you can find us on all MLS channels. We'll be doing pre and post game coverage. So MLSsoccer.com, the app, MLS YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all of that. Okay. So we're excited, but we love you guys so much.
Seriously,
y'all are the best.
Y'all are trying to be like y'all.
All right. So everybody also make sure follow at Fubo Sports on all social media channels. Follow at Soccer Cooligans as well. And make sure to subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel for full episodes of the program. All right. So let us end the show the way we normally do, as is tradition. And the annual Friendsgiving has happened again.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm glad we did not skip it. So with that said, so for Susanna Collins, for Jillian Sakovitz, my name is Christian Polanco.
And I'm Alexis Guerrero.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!